The views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers of Radio Free ARFCOM do not necessarily reflect those of AR15.com, BBS Radio, or their advertisers. When any techniques, skills, or theories are presented, they reflect the practices and opinions of the individual presenting them, but not necessarily those of Radio Free ARFCOM, AR15.com, or BBS Radio. In all circumstances, Radio Free ARFCOM, AR15.com, and BBS Radio expressly disclaim any liability that may result in the use or misuse of any information featured in this program.
Transmission begins.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
Let's go.
All this stuff you've heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the stink of battle.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty, or give me death.
Radio Free ARFCOM starts now.
That's right, everybody. Radio Free ARFCOM starts now. It feels like it's been years since we've had a show. We had a couple of scheduling difficulties since our last show, which was almost a month ago, and I apologize for that. That will not happen again, listeners. I know you guys are counting on us to bring you the best in everything ARFCOM is interested in, and we just had a little bit of scheduling conflicts these last couple of shows. We are back on our schedule. We will be going every other week, Wednesday evenings from here on out, so mark it in your calendar. Pour yourself a drink this evening. We've got a great show. You're going to want to kick back, put your AR15.com up on your browser, put us in the background, surf around a little bit, and listen to the show. We will start off with Joe DeBurglis as usual. Then we have Fernando Penteo from Penteo Productions. If you don't know about them, you're going to find out all about their new training videos. Not only do they send out DVDs, but they have streaming options online where you can stream their DVDs, and we will be giving away some of their DVDs. We have Jim Miller going to give us the rest of the information on his three-gun book. We had him on the last show, and we ran out of time with Jim, so I wanted to bring him back to talk a little bit more about his three-gun book. As far as we know, our crack research staff has said this is the only three-gun book specifically dedicated to three-gun that's out there right now. And then we will close up on another three-gun note with Chad Adams of screen fame from Three-Gun Nation. He's going to give us the Three-Gun Nation update that will be accurate as of today, which is July 27th. It's great to have everybody on board. Before we get started, I'm going to announce the winners from our last contest. I've been getting so many IMs from people. Who won? Who won? Who won? These were the two contests when we had Battle Armament and CMC Triggers on. And the winners of those are, for the Badass Safety Selectors, the winners are OIF Vet 0809. And Ol Coot. Those are the winners for those. And the winners of the CMC triggers, the straight trigger winner was MCDC, and the curved trigger winner was Tony Flyer. So I will be sending out you guys the information that you need to send me so we can get you guys your prizes as fast as possible. Also, the people who won the Brownells contest, I just got the last address from the Brownells winners. I will forward your information to Brownells tomorrow. And they should have your $25 gift cards out to you very, very quickly. So everybody who's been waiting for that, that's fine. Everybody else who didn't win, you have another chance to win tonight with Penteo Productions. So stay tuned for that. And we will get started, as usual, with the effervescent Joe DeBurglis, fresh off another road trip. Joe, how are you today?
Very good, John. Sounds like you have, as usual, another fantastic show in line for all of us.
We do. Should be a really fun show tonight. I'm really looking forward to learning some more about Penteo Productions. I remember when they broke what they were going to do to us at SHOT Show, and I was really interested to see how it would turn out, and it looks like it's pretty good. So, as I said, Joe, you're fresh off a road trip. You were at the Industry Masters down at Rockcastle Shooting Center. Why don't you give all our listeners kind of an update on that, what it is, and your experiences there this week?
Most certainly, John. Just got back from a very exciting, fun-filled weekend. I attended the National Shooting Sports Foundation Industry Masters down at Rockcastle, the site of our upcoming Three Gun, the last week of August. And I had time to meet up with our good friends, the Noble family, and Major General Humble, and all the great folks at Rockcastle, along with some of the industry giants, and a lot of the most competitive shooters in the country. I shot and was very fortunate to shoot with the with Team Bushnell, and it was headed up by our team captain, Sergeant Major, formerly of the Army's Marksmanship Unit, Tommy Fuller, Aloysius Donovan, and a 14-year-old by the name of Zach Montgomery, who's one heck of a shooter, John. He's ranked second in cowboy action shooting in his age category in the nation.
Oh, wow.
And I brought up the last spot, and we had a great time. They had a variety of shooting stages. They had side stages that were just unbelievable. We shot everything from carbine to a three-gun option to sporting clays and everything in between. They had a Surefire sponsored a cave. You're in a cave, pitch black, doing a tactical light pistol match inside the cave. It was just unbelievable. A lot of great competition was had by all, and we did well. They don't publicize the actual overall scores, but I think we were in there in the hunt for a couple things. But it was just nice to be with the great people from Bushnell and representing ARFCOM and AR-15 and the NRA. It was a lot of fun.
Sounds like you had quite an interesting little group there to shoot with in your group. That's cool that there's young kids like that at the Industry Masters as well. For those that don't exactly know exactly what the Industry Masters is each year, why don't you tell people? I didn't know what it was until just a few months ago.
Most certainly. What it is, this is the time for it's a SHOT Show with all the same type of people there, all the CEOs and the managerial staff of the major companies. But at SHOT Show, as many people know who have been there, it's a very hectic time. They're taking orders, what have you. This is more of a standalone opportunity for them to mix, mingle, and kind of in a friendly, camaraderie type of way, they shoot with each other and what have you. There's also the Industry Masters. They acknowledge an award, much like the Academy Awards. That's where they get their name from. Some of the better products, and they are the Industry Master Award winners from the Academy. And there's been a variety, and they should be posted on the site now. I believe there's 15 overall, and various products were denoted the best in their class for the year. So that was something we did last Friday night, very nice gala. It was a wonderful event held at the Corvette Museum down in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And overall, the weekend was just well-attended. All the major players were there, John, and very well-received by all.
Yeah, it sounds like a really great event, really good. If you are just a member of the general public, can you go to an event like this?
You cannot go to an event like this because it's closed off to a variety of teams and what have you. You have to be either a sponsored shooter or a member of NSSF to attend. It was very, I believe we had approximately 400 people down there. And it was
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of an inside industry type of get-together to the for the industry, by the industry, and just a time for everybody within that industry to acknowledge the good works of all.
Sure. Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, you mentioned shooting a course in the cave with Surefire, and I've heard rumors that for the AR-15.com Pro-Am, there may be something similar.
This was a prelude to ours. Yes, Crimson Trace will be sponsoring the side match, and that will be one of our side matches that we're very proud to announce. We've got a lot of good things. We ran a lot of different stages that will be available to the shooting public if they make it to last weekend of August out to the Rockcastle Shooting Complex, Park City, Kentucky, the 26th, 27th, 28th. That's just but one. I can announce today, John, that LaRue, and we announced it on the site last week, is going to have live range demos. They're also bringing their truck wagon or the barbecue out free of charge to the public. The public will have an opportunity, the spectators who are there to watch the event, to make sure they can shoot a variety of LaRue products free of charge. We're also going to have the NRA three-gun experience, which you can sit there free of charge again and go through a transitional type of thing from pistol, rifle, shotgun, be all set up. And also we've worked very hard in the Education and Training Committee to wheel out a new defensive pistol course for a selective amount of instructors out there. We're going to do a scenario-based type of opportunity for the public to come out, and they'll be put into a scenario and then be able to engage targets. Similar to you're in your bed, you hear a burglar broke in your downstairs door, what do you do? So we'll have that. So that's one shoot. That's another shooting opportunity. Plus, not only these things for the public, we have Vendors Alley, where all the vendors be able to sit there and display their products. You have an opportunity to try some of those products on various shooting lanes. We have a wide variety, as I mentioned in previous shows. Torrey Industries, Daniel Defense, Element Arms, Adams Arms, and Cole Firearms, and a wide variety of everyone in between. So you'll be able to have the opportunity to put your get some trigger time there. But and let's not forget, it is also a three gun match. So we're going to have the pros going. We're going to have the amateurs going, and then we'll have the pro clinics with all the big names, Jerry Mukulik to Benny Cooley, to a variety of people giving tips to those interested in how to, and a variety of things, magazine exchange, getting up on the target, what's the proper equipment to use. So we've got a fantastic weekend planned, John. We really do.
This thing is just growing and growing and growing. I can't believe it. The amount of trigger time people are going to get just by showing up, even whether you're registered or not, is just unbelievable. Now, for those that want to know more about the Pro-Am, go to the Pro-Am webpage. It's, I'm going to give it to you right now. It's rockcastle3-gunproam.com. So it's rockcastle3gunproam.com, but rockcastle3-gunproam.com. Go to that website. Check it out. The list of sponsors just seems to grow every single day. That prize table is just going to be unbelievable. And the amount of people that you have showing up just to give free trigger time to people, I mean, that's astounding. I don't think there's another event like that. In three-gun or just in shooting in general, I don't think there's another event like it, Joe.
Well, we've been working very hard, as you know, John, in establishing this as an event that it's open to everyone. If you're in the area, please feel free to come down. There'll be a variety of things for you to do. Cheer on the pros, encourage the amateurs, get some time behind the trigger, look at all the products that you see on ARFCOM every day, and it's a fraternal part afterwards. We're going to have some musical entertainment that's yet to be announced. We're going to have a wide variety of things to do in and around the area. So I really think people will enjoy themselves if they come on down. Last time we had a range opportunity, open range at LaRue, we pushed 3,000 people from ARFCOM there. So we're really hoping to get a big showing, and it's free to show. Come out and spectate. It won't cost you a dime. The big part, John, we didn't touch on, we're going to have a side match that's the NRA Life of Duty Challenge. And that's when a pro and an am team up in a team competition, and all the money raised goes towards the life of two not-for-profits. One is Task Force Stagger, which is support for the Wounded Warriors out of the 5th Special Forces Group. And the other is Lone Survivor Foundation, which, as we all know, is Navy SEAL Michael Sertrell's group, and support their wounded warriors. So yeah, we've got a little bit of everything for everybody, but it's a great cause, and we promise an action-packed weekend.
That just sounds fantastic. And we need to get a little bit more into the Life of Duty Network next time I have you on, because I think that's something that our listeners would be very interested in that we have not really touched on enough, but I think we can cover a lot more of that, Joe. Next week we'll talk about that.
Most certainly, John.
Well, thanks a lot, Joe. I've already gone over. I got Fernando on the line waiting. I appreciate everything you do for us, champion of Second Amendment rights across the country. I know you live out of your suitcase sometimes, it seems like, for weeks on end, but don't think that is not appreciated by the regular average Joe gun owners like myself out there, Joe. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, John. Have a great show.
That is Joe DeBurglis, our resident NRA board member. And like I said, this guy does it all. He does it all. He works on the three gun. He works for ARFCOM, promoting things. He does nonprofit stuff for just a plethora of different organizations. He's just an amazing guy. It really is. Thanks a lot, Joe. We'll have you on again as usual at the beginning of the next show. We are going to go straight ahead into our first our first visit ever with the guys from Panteo Productions. We have Fernando on the line. Fernando, how are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Sorry we're running just a little bit late. That's my modus operandi. I'm always just talking way too long with each guest, but I'm really excited to have you guys on. I remember seeing you at SHOT Show, and you guys just kind of had some DVD covers and little teasers for us, but apparently you guys have gone full speed ahead. And why don't you kind of, before we get started about your DVDs, tell us a little bit about your background, how you got involved in shooting, and how you decided to start Panteo Productions.
Sure. I was actually in the ammunition business from 1993 to 2002. I had started Triton Cartridge, and that was based out of New York, and we were doing pistol ammunition. And that was really my first taste of our industry, competitive shooting side, the tactical side, law enforcement. And from the ammunition world, I had started the Elite Series line of tactical clothing, a little bit of a departure from ammo, for Woolrich. That was around 1995 or so, or 2005. And from the Elite Series line of clothing, I had started EOTAC, a clothing company that was supported by the Freedom Group. And from the tactical clothing, it sort of turned into a new venture, and that was the video production company.
So you've been doing the video production company for how long now? I know you guys had some stuff produced but not ready for shipment. But how long have you guys actually been involved in the video production end of it?
We actually started the company about a year ago, just a little over a year ago. And what we wanted to do was have a complete line of videos, or at least as close to complete as we can do for the launch of the company. The entire concept here of Panteo was to have top instructors from their given fields, be it tactical, be it competitive shooting, you know, be it specifically shotgun, long-range precision shooting, carbine, handgun. We wanted to have a various group of instructors covering these different facets. And once we had all these different instructors in different courses, we wanted to be able to launch the company. And it would have been really easy just to say, okay, let's have one instructor make one video and let's get out there. But right. What we wanted to do was put a little bit more behind it, have a little bit more content, and really get behind what Panteo means. And it's Portuguese for Pantheon, which, depending on your interpretation, either a place where those are highly regarded, or if you really want to be more old school, a temple or place of the gods. So it may be a little cocky, but it was really about having one place where you have top instructors. And, you know, over the years, many instructors, many well-known shooters have come and gone. We lost Jeff Cooper, Weaver. I mean, we have people that have just been, you know, over the years going away. And what I wanted to be able to do is have a company that in one place you would have the top instructors, and you can go to that one place and pick whatever you thought you needed, and you may even find some stuff you didn't know was available.
Now, he spoke about Panteo being a temple of the gods, and I'm on your website now. For everyone who's interested, please go to PanteoProductions.com. PanteoProductions.com. You can see their website, see what they have to offer, and they have this list of instructors that just Masad Ayoub, Tom Yost, Paul Howe, Jesse Avade, Travis Haley, Dave Harrington. I mean, on and on, Bill Rogers, Bob Vogel. It just, the names that you have been able to put together is very, very impressive, I must admit.
Well, I appreciate that. It was a matter of reaching out to instructors that I knew that were already friends from the industry, either from the ammo days or from the clothing days, or reaching out to instructors that I didn't know, but I knew they would be important to have. So we tried to cover, with the launch of the website, we tried to cover the tactical side with people like Paul Howe, Dave Harrington, Bill Rogers, Bill Jeans, Travis Haley, which most people know Travis from Mantle Dynamics.
Absolutely.
Louis Auerbach, our most recent instructor that we filmed. Then on the competitive shooting side, we had Bob Vogel, which was a natural for us to film. Jesse Abbott is great. She's fast and she's phenomenal. Mark Reddle and Tom Yost, competitive shooters I've known for years. And then we even got into the armorer's training. Dean Caputo, retired Arcadia PD police officer, also Colt Armorer. Man knows so much about the 1911, so much about the AR-15 platform. And those videos, they were a pleasure to film. And we have a lot more on the way. We have a gunsmithing, 1911 gunsmithing video we're doing with Paul Liebenberg. We're going to be filming Dennis Chalker. We're filming sniper Jim Gilliland and Steve Reichert. We're doing more titles with Travis Haley, more titles with Paul Howe and the other instructors. We're going to be busy for the next couple of years.
That's great. I mean, the lineup is already impressive, but the fact that you're going to be constantly adding to it, it's just amazing that you've been able to put together what you've been able to put together. Now, you've got, looks like a pretty serious set of crew members back there doing the production on this.
Yeah, definitely. There was no way at all I could have pulled this off without our team. I mean, the first thing I had to do when I had this idea of starting a video production company, I mean, just the concept of putting together instructional videos, I mean, that's pretty cool, but how the heck do you make it happen? You may know the instructors, but how do you get them on film? How do you get them to look good on camera? And I reached out to a good friend of mine, Rick Bravo, known him for years, and he's based out of Miami. And Rick actually worked on Miami Vice, the TV series, with his father, Rick Bravo Sr. In fact, his dad was from Cuba, cameraman, worked on The French Connection, worked on The Exorcist, The Deer Hunter, I mean, ace cameraman. And Rick Bravo Jr. And Rick Bravo Sr. together were the main cameramen on Miami Vice for the first two seasons of the show. So when you see that black Daytona going down the road with Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas in it, and you got Phil Collins music in the background, those camera angles were Rick and his dad. So I was very fortunate to hook up with Rick. Today he actually works for Miami-Dade Police Department as a videographer. He's worked with the main department. He's worked with the SRT guys. And with Rick's assistance, I was able to put together a complete crew of additional camera people, script supervisors, sound men, and just basically have a professional team whose background is law enforcement, motion pictures, and television to be able to put these videos together.
Yeah, that sounds like a very impressive crew. It's a lot better than renting a couple of cameras and setting up in the backyard, I can tell you that. Now, we spoke about some of the people you have on there. What is it that, I mean, there's training DVDs everywhere. There's 10, I could name 10 or 12 companies maybe off the top of my head that do training videos. There's, of course, the favorites like Magpul. What is it that separates these videos apart from the rest of the pack?
Well, there's really nothing wrong with the videos out there. And I don't want people to ever think that we're really trying to compete with the videos that are out there, the instructional courses. Clint Smith with the Thunder Ranch series. Clint is a good friend of mine. I love his videos. The Magpul Dynamics videos, they're great videos. And the difference with us is the approach to the filming. What I wanted to do was have the instructor talk to the person at home. You're the guy buying the DVD or watching the streaming video from our website. You're the one who it's about. You're the one who's supposed to be learning this content. So I didn't want to present a class of students, because when I'm watching a video that has a bunch of students, inadvertently, I'm too busy watching what gear they're using, what mistakes they're making, not focusing so much on the instructor. And in our approach, I wanted to have the instructor talk to you at home, walk you through the fundamentals that he's trying to teach you, and cut out all the fluff, all the extra stuff that you may see in some other videos. I really wanted it just to be, you know, bare bones, learning from this instructor.
Right, and that's a lot of times you see videos and it is, you know, they're just videotaping a class type thing instead of actually targeted directly to you at home watching from your living room or wherever. I really like that you guys do offer the streaming video on your website. Now, how does that work? Once you buy the streaming video, do you have that forever with a code, or do you have it for X amount of time? How does that work with the streaming portion of your videos?
That was the part that actually took us the longest to get live. That was a little bit more complicated, and it was definitely out of my my scope. I got some guys involved that's what their specialty is, and really what we do is we give you two choices. One choice is monthly subscription, and the other choice is yearly subscription. And if you subscribe monthly or yearly, either way, you log into the website, and once you're a member, you just watch the streaming videos right from the website. And we actually utilize the folks over at Amazon.com for their backbone. So we're not just sending our signal or our feed from here in Colombia. We're actually sending our video feed from five or six different places throughout the country to help minimize the buffering issues that some people may have. And when you go to the website, you can either watch it in standard definition or high definition, depending on your internet connection. And you can watch each video, by the chapter. You know, if you need to stop watching, if you're at work, you're not supposed to be watching our video, but you are. You can stop at a specific chapter, log out, come back in later, pick up at that chapter again.
Yeah, I love that idea. I love the idea of just being able to stream it maybe from a smart device or an iPad or whatever you have. Just to have it on the go like that is very convenient. And, of course, you've got the traditional DVDs as well. Speaking of which, we are going to give away some of your DVDs. Why don't you tell people what they're going to be getting? We're going to be giving away a grand prize of a whole pack of DVDs, and then we'll give five runners-up their choice of one DVD. But why don't you tell everybody what's going to be in that grand prize?
Sure. What we're going to do is, for the grand prize, we're going to give away one of the Travis Haley videos, the adaptive carbine video. We're going to give away the Paul Howe TAC rifle operator video. And we're going to give away the Dean Caputo AR-15 armorer's bench video. And between those three videos, I think that's pretty pretty relevant to our subject matter on the forum.
Without a doubt. That's very, very, very relevant to AR-15 owners. So, guys, I have just posted the thread in the Panteo Productions Industry Forum. Go to the Panteo Productions Industry Forum. The Panteo Radio Free ARFCOM giveaway thread is there. And in order to be properly entered to the contest, you need to type in the phrase, make ready with the experts. Make ready with the experts. It's the big slogan right at the top of the Panteo Productions website, PanteoProductions.com. So once you are entered, we will do the drawing a week from today, and I will announce the winners on the next show. And I know we haven't had shows for a couple of weeks, but the next show I will announce the winners for this one. We'll give it a week for everybody to get entered. For those that want to listen on the podcast and don't catch the show live, it still gives you a chance. So if you are listening to this on the podcast, get over to the industry forum at ar15.com, Panteo Productions specific forum, and put make ready with the experts as your reply, and you will be properly entered into the contest. Now, we talked a little bit about the videos you do have now. I mean, you've got intro into IDPA, you've got building world-class pistol skills, you've got different volumes of 360-degree pistol skill, you've got carbing, but you guys are not stopping now. You're planning on continuing to put out more and more and just expanding the line.
Oh, definitely, definitely. We have titles right now. They're in post-production that we filmed. We have additional subject matter that we need to cover. I mean, we're going to be doing long-range precision shooting. We have two videos slated for that. We're even going as far as covering canine dog handling, Schutzen 1, 2, and 3 levels. So between the long-range precision shooting, dog handling, even additional content in the tactical carbine and pistol side, you figure there's, at the very least, 4 to 6 titles that we could film with each instructor, and we've only touched upon either 1 or 2 titles per instructor right now. So we have a lot more coming out. We're also going to be doing some documentary videos. We went up to Colt. We filmed how they build the 1911. It was a great day there. Had the opportunity to go to the Colt Museum and actually handle serial number 1, which is pretty awesome.
Wow, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's a video that we have right now in editing stage. In fact, Rick Bravo, if you're listening to this, get back to work and keep editing. We also have another video that we shot at the IDPA Carolina Cup. It's a video, documentary video on competitive shooting, where we actually followed shooters through the match, and we want people to see what it's like to be in competitive shooting. So we have a lot of stuff coming out over the next couple of months, and some stuff is going to surprise folks. So I hope people keep checking out our website.
I want to thank you for coming on the show, for giving our listeners some free DVDs, Fernando. And when you guys are ready to roll out a new line, let's get you back on and talk about some of the new stuff you guys have coming out.
That sounds great to me. I appreciate that.
Thanks a lot. That's Fernando from Panteo Productions. They've got a whole, just an amazing line of training DVDs. If you haven't seen their stuff yet, please go to PanteoProductions.com and check out their DVDs. They also offer a membership where you can just stream the DVDs online. I'm really amazed at the quality of instructors that they've got. It's just, I mean, the list goes on and on. You really need to check it out. I encourage everyone. Also, please enter the contest. Maybe you can win some of them for free. Panteo Productions Industry Forum, get in there and get entered into the contest. We are going to go straight to our next guest. I think we have him on. Our next guest, we had him on the last show, which was 3 weeks ago, Jim Miller, Sergeant First Class, retired, who wrote the three-gun book. And the title of this three-gun book is interesting. It is The Three-Gun Multi-Gun Report. And we spoke with him last time about kind of his background and getting into three-gun, and we just started touching on what was in the book, and I had to let him go, and I felt really guilty. And once again, I'm running long this week, but I've got to get him in right now. Jim Morris, how are you today, Jim?
Pretty good, and how you doing, John?
Doing fantastic. Running late as usual.
I can't imagine that.
But we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Let's get straight back into where we were and not waste any time here, Jim. What I wanted to touch on, I had asked you about shooting with your son. You said you go to quite a few three-gun events with your son. And this book is not only for grown-ups, but this is something great to give a teenager who's into shooting, right?
That's probably hitting the nail on the head. And actually, my son is 14, not 17.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was 17.
First thing he said, hey, I'm ready to drive, Dad. They said I'm 17 on the radio.
Sorry about that if I caused any confusion.
That's fine. He got a big kick out of it.
I'm sure
and
he
actually,
did.
I have my daughter starting to shoot, too. I had her start to shoot at about age 11, and now she's 12. And actually, if you go to the SWFA website, they have the photo contest where there's a little girl shooting an AR-15 with a bright green handguard. That's my daughter.
That's your daughter?
So I'm trying to get the whole family involved.
That's great. You have to be a proud papa with that. We spoke last time, and I wanted to get you on last week because you had your book signing last week. How did the book signing go?
It went great. I tell you, I really have to thank Lloyd Lepo and Nadine. They sponsored the event. They set up the whole thing. It was great. There's probably at least 50 people that came to it. Susanna Hupp was there. She's quite a woman, and she's actually quite humorous as well. I think that's something that sometimes people miss when they see people on television in probably some more serious situations, that they're people too. And anyway, she was funny, and we had a great time. It actually was a pretty quick evening.
So for those that don't know, and I didn't know for a long time who she was. I just found out a few years ago and how important she was to Second Amendment rights. Tell everybody a little bit about Susanna Hupp's story.
Well, she just happened to be having lunch at Luby's cafeteria, actually about 20 years ago, and that's when that crazy man drove through the window and just randomly walked around and just started shooting people. And she lost her parents in that that terrible event. And, well, the book she wrote pretty much covers her growing up and her ride through history, so to speak. In fact, I've just started reading her book. I'm probably only into the first chapter of it. But it's funny because when the first carry laws in Texas got passed, she wasn't even in the legislature yet. But, you know, just amazing of how regular people become extraordinary people because of the situations that happen to them.
Yeah, it's just an amazing, her story is just amazing. And her reaction to the event that happened to her is what I would call an American reaction. If you're a real American who loves the Constitution, that is how you should react to an event like that. I can see where there would be some people who might go in a complete opposite direction, but I was really impressed with her reaction to something as traumatic as that.
Amazingly, she nailed it on the head when she talked about all these laws they passed about gun-free zones. It's always a school. It's always on Fort Hood, on a military installation. And as we just saw in the news, days after our book signing in Norway, the police don't even have guns in Norway.
Amazing.
So, you know, for nut jobs, they're just looking for God knows what they're looking for. It's a free fire zone. It's just amazing how people, some people in the country just can't see that you have to fight fire with fire sometimes. I mean, it's just unbelievable to me that...
Yeah, and that story, over there was just heartbreaking. Let's get back to the book a little bit. We spoke a little bit about some of the topics that are in there and how this book will actually end up saving you money when you're getting into 3-gun to keep you from buying some of the wrong equipment, maybe keep you from... from training the wrong way.
Someone bought the book on Kindle, and I read the review on Amazon, and it was... kind of humbling to me, actually, because he said, thanks, you know, I bought the book. He says, I had a list of stuff I was going to buy, and after I read the book, I realized I was going to buy a bunch of things I didn't need. So, you know, for whatever the book costs, it's going to save you a lot of money, because what you think you need and what you really do need may be two different things. Just for a scope, for instance, I can't tell you how many people, oh, I have a nice 3x9 scope, or I'm going to buy this, a 5x20. Well, that's great for some sport, but it's not good for 3-gun. And, you know, for the cost of a good piece of glass, you're going to save a lot of money by spending $25 on a book.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as I started kind of putting things together when I was looking at, okay, I want to get into 3-gun, and I started focusing more on the extra accessories than I did actually the 3-guns that 3-gun is made for. And I think once I read the book, I'm not going to buy anything else until I read the book, and then I will decide what I need to buy.
Well, right. And if you do get to go to the Pro-Am, you'll probably get to see a lot of people to see what they have. And, you know, I know some people, they want to buy a lot of extravagant things, and well, you'll see that, you know, simple is better. The more extravagant it is, the more chance it is that you're going to have something go wrong. So, you know, keep it simple and buy good equipment. That's, you know, if you buy it cheap, you may buy it twice or three times. So if you save up your money just a little bit and buy the right thing the first time, that way you can spend your time practicing rather than troubleshooting of why your equipment isn't working.
And it's not a coincidence that those rules apply in everything shooting related, whether you are going into combat for the country, whether you are in law enforcement, recreational shooting, or hunting, it's all the same. More extravagant it is, the more likely it's to break down, and if you buy cheap, you're going to have to buy it again.
You're going to have to buy it again. There's another subject the book covers that I don't see anybody else covering is there's somebody out there who has a place, say a farm or 50 acres of land in the hills, and they say, you know, I'd like to try this thing, but, you know, me and three of my buddies, we would like to get together and shoot, but we don't know what to do. Well, I have a chapter in there that covers that, too. It even gives you a format of different classifications, how to score, how to organize it, a literal list from A to Z on what you need to hold your own match. Not to hold a national level match, because the people that are doing that are doing a great job. They have got the combination. They've cut the nut on that. But a nice local match, you know, that just a few buddies get together, and you'll be surprised, because if you just put it together with five of your buddies, a year from then you'll be looking at 25 people. And, well, if the way things are going in Central Texas can happen across the country, just unbelievable. Just we can shoot a 3-gun, probably 2 or 3 a month if we want to drive for a couple hours.
Yeah, 3-gun, the explosive growth of 3-gun.
Ready to grow if you're ready to do it.
Yeah, the explosive growth of 3-gun is just amazing. How it has literally changed the landscape of competitive shooting is just unbelievable. I can't believe it.
The true foundation of it, is to develop those places to shoot. Because you can have all the equipment in the world, and if you don't have a range and a group of people, especially one person that'll say, hey, let's put something together and do something, you still have nothing. And I don't think enough credit is given to the people and the ranges that put that together. I know just by my home, they have the Best of the West range, which is where the LaRue Tactical slash Texas Multigun is held. And I just couldn't believe it when they built the range. Within 15 minutes of my house, it had a 1,000-yard range, and then that the LaRue Multigun, you know, Texas state match was going to be held right there. Got to thank the Caruths for putting on a great match, and actually my son and I, we worked that and look forward to working that next year.
Yeah, I love that you get to shoot with your son. I really do. Now, we have you on helping support the three-gun Pro-Am. You're going to give away some books there to some first-timers, if I have things right. And you're also going to give away a couple of copies of your book for our listeners of the show, correct?
Sure thing, two copies.
So what we're going to do is, everybody, go into, since Jim Miller obviously doesn't have an industry forum at ARFCOM, go into the Radio Free ARFCOM forum. There is a topic there that I just submitted called the Jim Miller three-gun book giveaway thread. Go in there, and to enter this contest to win a copy of the three-gun book, type in the phrase, I love three-gun. Type in, I love three-gun, and you will be properly entered. We'll let this contest run like we do every other one for an entire week, so the people who don't listen live, catch it on the podcast, still have a chance to enter. So if you are listening to the podcast now, you've already entered the Pantheo Productions contest. Hurry over to the Radio Free ARFCOM forum, find the Jim Miller three-gun book giveaway thread, and type in, I love three-gun. You will be properly entered into that, and I will announce the winners of this contest as well on the next show. Now, we've only got a couple of minutes left, Jim, and I just always run over. But if there was one thing you could tell somebody who maybe, okay, I've got my three guns, and I just want to do a little bit of practice before I go to my first three-gun event. What are some of the real basic things that they need to be proficient with before they hit their first three-gun competition?
Well, the biggest thing I can say is to zero your rifle. I can't tell you how many people that they shoot a group at 25 yards that covers one sheet of paper barely, and they head out and they shoot a match at the targets are 100 yards at best. I don't know if you can say practice, but zero your rifle and know where it's going to hit.
Great advice for anybody, but especially for three-gunners. You heard it here from Jim Miller, the author of the first three-gun book. You can buy his book on Amazon. If you have any more questions about the book, go to his website, morrisammo.com. You can get it on Kindle. You can get it on ebook. The hard copy on Amazon is just a shade under $17.50, so it's really a great deal for a book. You don't get to see books priced in that range very often. If you're into shooting or three-gun at all, you have to check this book out. Jim, thanks a lot. Is there anything else you want to say on your way out of here?
Hey, just let's all shoot some three-gun. Have a good time.
Thanks a lot. Once again, that is James R. Morris, Sergeant First Class retired. Thank you for your service once again, James, and thank you for the book. I think a lot of people are going to get a lot of mileage out of a book like this. We are going to go straight into our next guest here. Not straight into, but really quickly. Chad Adams is going to close things out, and he is, of course, from Three Gun Nation fame. Now, Three Gun Nation and AR-15 have built a partnership that I'm going to talk about with Chad. But we are really excited here at AR15.com to get the guys from Three Gun Nation on board. The videos that they do are top quality. I'm sure you've seen the Three Gun Nation show on TV, so you know how good they do. They did the sporting shotgun video that was on the homepage of ARFCOM for a long time. And so I'm going to speak with Chad about some of this. Chad, are you on the line with us?
Yes, sir. John, thanks for having me back, man.
Oh, it's always great to hear your voice, Chad. Always great to hear you. I always have a million questions for you, so hopefully we can get everything in the time we have allotted. Before we get into the three-gun update, let's talk a little bit about the relationship and the partnership we're building between AR15.com and Three Gun Nation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This is so awesome that we were able to find a way to help each other. And what we're doing on the Three Gun Nation television show this season, when people are watching the show, they'll see the AR-15 banner getting bumps and We're hoping to send that big television audience back to AR15.com. And on our end, what we're doing is we just launched the Three Gun Nation forums, and those are powered by AR15.com. I mean, you know, who knows how to do forums better than AR15.com? Nobody, right?
Nobody. You can go boy on it, and nobody can do a forum like Go Boy.
That's right. So we just dropped this last week when we totally redesigned our website. Well, we launched the forum at the same time, got about 8 different sections so far, and we'll keep developing that as time goes on. And we got a couple of real active three gunners that are in there as moderators, like Jesse Tischhauser and Jansen Jones of Team Noveski, who works with you guys quite a bit. And the threads are going. We're putting videos up. We're putting tips up from the pros, news and information, match announcements. We're really hoping to turn that into AR15.com's place to go for three gun information.
And people that want to go, they can just go to threegunnation.com, and there's a little button for the forums. And if you're an ARFCOMer, you will see some similarities between the Three Gun Nation forums and AR15.com forums. You won't have any trouble navigating it. Let's just say
No. It's modeled completely after AR15.com. You know, don't try to reinvent the wheel. You guys are doing it great. And we're just honored to be a part of AR15.com. I mean, that's really big for us. This is a great mutual relationship for both brands, if you will, and we're just hoping to really push this thing going forward.
Now, it's been a while since we've had you on the show, and there's been some significant movement in the three gun events. Now, which events have we had in the last 6 weeks here?
You know, I think we talked right after Iron Man.
I believe so.
We talked about Chuck Anderson winning that shoot-off out there after shooting back-to-back Ironmans, which is just insanity. And there actually hasn't been a major that's been part of the Three Gun Nation Tour since then. But we're about a week away from traveling to Raton, New Mexico, to the beautiful NRA Whittington Center and for the Rocky Mountain, the JP Enterprises Rocky Mountain Three Gun. That is a big-time event, a lot of long-range rifle out there. And we're already finally starting to see a lot of movement on the Three Gun Nation leaderboard. And finally, some division jumping. Once the season started, we sold a new program to Hornady, where they came out and sponsored $25,000, $5,000 to the winners of each of the recognized divisions. And now 5 matches into it, we're starting to see some folks looking for an opening, thinking they can get some points and make a run at it. Most notable maybe Rob Romero of Noveski, longtime TAC op shooter. He's jumping into heavy metal, going to try to chase down Brian Ray, win that $5,000 prize. And there's Travis Gibson from MGM Targets. He's jumping to limited. Patrick Kelly, longtime heavy metal guy. I thought he would jump back to heavy. Well, he's jumping to heavy metal optics, a division he's never shot in before. Take a run at Barry Duke and Adam Popplewell and James Casanova and some other top three gunners. So it's going to be wild down the stretch. 5 matches to go, bunch of people trying to line up their points, take a run at that $5,000. As well as qualify for the Three Gun Nation Championship.
So things really are heating up with people jumping around. Is this just strategic by these guys thinking, okay, maybe I transfer here, maybe I have a little better chance. If I go here, maybe I have a little more challenge.
I think it's the tactical optics division being the biggest, most deep field. You know, it's very deep. Mm-hmm. It's kind of already set up where it's going to be very, very difficult for anyone besides Daniel Horner or Taryn Butler, maybe one more, to jump in there and take that thing. That one's almost sealed up. Open is kind of the same thing. Clint Upchurch is in the driver's seat. Mike Voigt, whoever wins out at Rocky Mountain has a chance, especially if it's Mike Voigt. He's already got one win under his belt. Jerry Micklick's still in the hunt. Maybe Tony Holmes, somebody like that. But the other three are a little more wide open. There's obviously some great competitors in there. You take Tactical Irons. There's Kurt Miller, Kelly Neal, Travis Gibson jumping in there now. There's some real good shooters in there. But those other divisions are kind of locked up, and most of these folks already have the type of scores that are going to get them in the top 50 and get them into the Three Gun Nation Championship. So now they're just taking a run at the money they think is available and best shot for them.
Okay, I understand. Now, I also, from reading the AR15.com newsletter, understand that the junior – bracket is heating up quite a bit as well.
Yeah, you know, Katie Harris is really dominating that one right now, but there are a couple of shooters who could challenge her. They haven't been in enough matches yet to really tell, and there's enough matches left over. Basically, the top four at the end of the season are going to get invited to the Three Good Nation Championship, and there will be a junior-only shoot-off for $5,000 from Cheaper Than Dirt. Katie Harris is in the lead. She's got a commanding lead, 15-year-old junior out of Georgia. Shoots for Team Benelli, quite often wins this season the high lady overall at these matches. I mean, she's really got it going on.
Oh, wow.
But after her, there's, you know, Blake Manning and a few others that if they can get enough scores posted, you know, and get into that shoot-off, they could definitely give her a run for her money.
Yeah, I read Blake Manning, Grant Manning, and Hayden Hickson, who are all there in the run for it.
Yeah. Another kid. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Another kid broke his hand earlier this year. I can't think of his name at the moment. He's got a real good shot, too. Another top shooter. I mean, there's a lot of good juniors out there. Kid named J.D. Wilcox, his dad works for Warren. You know, he's been shooting. He's put up a couple of decent scores. He's learning the game. Get him in that shoot-off format. It'll definitely be interesting, you know, coming down the stretch.
Yeah, and I love that shoot-off format. You can lead and dominate the entire season, but when it comes to that shoot-off, everything zeroes out, and everybody's on the level page again.
Oh, absolutely. Jake Denno was the other junior I was trying to think of. He's a real strong shooter, and definitely if he can get enough scores posted, we'll have a chance. Yeah, you know, the shoot-off format, to me, this is a practical sport, meaning it relates back to using these firearms for self-defense. That's where this whole sport, you know, this is Colonel Jeff Cooper's sport, right, going back to the days at Big Bear. So while it's great to be able to sustain greatness over 10 stages over a three-day weekend, that really does say something about your skills and stamina and all those types of things. It's another thing to step up to the line when you only got one shot to perform, and that to me also mirrors a lot of things what this sport was built upon. You know, do or die right now, step up to the line, let's see what you got.
Yeah, three gun is just amazing. The explosive growth, I mean, you are on the inside of it, and does the growth still just amaze you to just see every single match? It's just more people and more people and more people and more exposure.
Yeah, certainly. You know, I mean, especially the matches we're going back to for a second time, like Superstition we went to in March, and, you know, I think there was about 15 or 20 more female competitors this year over last year. There were more juniors this year over last year. I mean, these matches are full. A lot of them were full last year, you know, the national matches. They've been filling anyway, but it's who they're filling them with now that it's changing and how early they fill. You know, you could hold five or six more national matches of the same caliber that's being put on right now. They're going to fill. People are looking for matches. Just like Mr. Morris there was saying, you know, Texas had this explosive growth and with Sheldon Cruz and Kyle McGregor, those guys down in Texas putting on the great matches they put on. I see it myself. You know, I'm going to a local match this Saturday. I got one of my high school buddies going with me. We're coming up with gear and equipment to give him.
Oh, that's
Ben
great.
Fortin, Ben Fortin is in my region here. He's one of the top shooters. He'll be at that local match. He said he's bringing like six guys with him that have never shot a three-gun match before. People are seeing it. The word is getting out, and people are wanting to get involved.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And you said, you know, there's enough room for it to grow even six or seven more events. And for some reason, I don't think that's too far off. I think you're going to see more events next year and the next year after that even more. Before I let you go, Chad, let's talk a little bit about the Three Gun Nation website. You guys completely redesigned it. And there's stuff there for high-level competitors all the way down to beginners. I mean, you've got videos on how to do offhand reloading shotguns with Kurt Miller. You've got, you know, competition trigger videos, you got demo videos of equipment. There's just all kinds of stuff on this website.
Yeah, we really looked at it hard for months after we launched the initial website last year, talked to a lot of these shooters, hey, what are we missing? And we kind of just blew it up and started all over again, to be quite honest. And we kept some of the things that people already liked, but what we added was there's a tab on there called the Sport of Three Gun. And within that, there's information on all the different divisions. There's information on how to get started, a lot of how-to and good instruction, stories about gear and different products and rifles and pistols and so on. There's a match listing that we're building that on local, regional, and national match level, and we're going to keep adding to that as people send in more information about their local matches so people can go to this. And it'll be a database. Hey, man, I'd like to find something in my area. You know, you can go in there and find it. And then there's a good where-to-shoot search engine in there that's from the NSSF. We put that in there just because, you know, some of these folks may be so new, I don't even know where a local range is. You go in there, put in your hometown, find a range close to you. So that's a lot of good information to get folks started. Then there's another section under the 3G in the series that has shooter profiles. That's sort of like the baseball card for the professional shooter. It's really cool. Get their bio information. You get to see, we're going to start archiving all kinds of different videos and photo galleries and news stories that talk about these folks. You see their past accomplishments. I mean, it really is, the baseball card is the best analogy I can come up with, and something that's never been done before. We're putting all these top shooters in one place, and fans of the show, fans of the sport can navigate through our website, find out all this information about them, and all these things are tagged back and forth, and you can start learning from your favorite pros. Oh, where's his video at? There. Boom, click it. And now you're learning how to do the Weekend Reload by Kurt Miller. So that's the goal, you know, get everybody so absorbed, have all that information on there, and make Three Gun Nation the go-to site for anybody interested in even getting into the sport.
Yeah, if you like anything about three-gun shooting and you have not been to threegunnation.com, you're really missing out. This new website, it really is amazing looking. I have to admit, you guys did a great job on it. They've got a form in there that looks an awful lot and acts an awful lot like the AR15.com form, so you won't get lost if you want to get in there and ask questions. We've got to run. I'm all out of time, but Chad, I want to thank you once again as usual. Let's get you back on the next show. Give us an update of what happened at the Rocky Mountain.
My pleasure. Anytime, brother.
That's Chad Adams, star of stage and screen with Three Gun Nation. Please check out the threegunnation.com website. They rebuilt it, revamped it, like he said, from the ground up, and it really does look great. There's so much information there for shooters. You really need to check it out. I want to thank Fernando from Panteo Productions and encourage everybody to get to the Panteo Productions industry forum at AR15.com. Get registered to win some of those DVDs. The grand prize is a 3-DVD set, and 5 runners-up will get 1 video. So we're going to have 6 winners there from Panteo Productions. I want to thank Sergeant Jim Miller from the 3-Gun Multi-Gun book. He's giving away 2 copies of the book. You can enter that contest in the Radio Free ARFCOM forum. Just go in there and look for the Jim Miller 3-Gun book giveaway thread and enter in that thread. Also want to thank, of course, Chad Adams for coming on at the end, giving us a good Three Gun Nation update as usual, and please check out their website. It is fantastic. They really blew the doors off with that. Once again, the winners of the last contest, Battle Arms Development Safety, the Badass Safety Selector winners were OIF Vet 0809 and Old Coot. The CMC Trigger winners, the Straight Trigger was won by MCDC, and the Curved Trigger winner was won by Tony Flyer. You guys send me an IM with your shipping information. I will send you guys an IM just to remind you that you won. Good luck to everybody who enters the contest this week. I will see you in 2 weeks' time. I guarantee it. 2 weeks' time, I will see you for our next show. I believe that is the 10th of August. I'll see you on the 10th of August to announce the winners from today's contest. And I just want to say on the way out, as usual, God bless the great republic that is the United States of America.
The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache.